Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This governor gets this wrong, people are possibly going to die. And if that happens, the blood will be on his hands.
Some of the rhetoric that has been imposed and brought into this issue has been not only overheated, but I would say counterproductive from the perspective of trying to get thoughtful discourse on a tough issue.
Governor Spitzer, preceded by State Assemblyman Greg Ball, Republican from Putnam, Dutchess, Westchester County, at a press conference yesterday on the politics of illegal immigration and driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. These politics really erupted in Albany yesterday. You know, New York is usually not the scene of such divisive immigration politics, but Governor Spitzer's executive order to allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses has really lifted the veil on some deep-seated passions. Some county clerks are refusing to issue the licenses, becoming illegal themselves, I guess, because they don't have that discretion under the law. One of them has filed suit against the governor to block the plan in court. Says it's unconstitutional. The state Senate yesterday voted to oppose the idea. Many Democrats sided with the Republican majority. A statewide poll finds 72% opposition to the governor, even in this Democratic state. The issue has inflamed Albany enough that it's reportedly holding up other legislation, including property tax cuts for senior citizens. All this even as the legendary former police commissioner, William Bratton, came out yesterday saying it would be good for law enforcement if illegals have driver's licenses. And on this show last Friday, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said this.
Hit-and-run accident, I think it's reasonable to assume that hit-and-run accidents would decrease because people are leaving the scene if they don't have identification or not properly licensed. So, yeah.
So let's talk about law enforcement, immigration, race, driver's licenses for illegal immigrants now with two members of the New York State Senate, Frank Padovan from Queens and Jose Serrano from the Bronx. Senators, welcome back, both of you, to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Senator Serrano, how do you explain the Senate vote yesterday, 39-19, in an almost evenly divided Senate, which means many Democrats voted with a Republican majority?
Well, I think the fear-mongering that has been put forth by the other side and all of the misinformation on this issue has affected some people. There was a lot of debate on the floor that had very little to do with the facts, and the facts are that this policy will make our roads safer. It will bring more of the undocumented into the system and document them. But, of course, the Republicans on the other side of the chamber at every turn brought up the issue of 9/11 to create this unfounded link between immigration and terrorism, just to instill fear in the hearts of New Yorkers against immigration and against immigrants. And these are immigrants who are here to uphold this economy, to build this economy in our state. But instead, the politics of fear have done a great deal to push the other side of this.
Senator Padovan, what's this about for you?
Well, first place, it's not about fear-mongering, and it's not about immigration. It's about public security. The history of this issue goes back, of course, to 9/11 in many ways, particularly when the 9/11 Commission did an exhaustive analysis of the failures in our security systems and related areas throughout the nation that precipitated the tragedy of that particular time. In their report, they repeated many times the fact that the legitimacy of identification documents, and they specifically mention driver's licenses, is a factor. And in their recommendations, they urged that states develop, as well as the federal government, uniform, valid means of identification, specifically the driver's license. That precipitated the Congress of the United States adopting something that is referred to as the Real ID Act. That act goes into effect in May of next year. It requires specifically, not ambiguously or in any way not clear, it requires that states issue driver's licenses only to those individuals who have demonstrated that they're in this country legally. Now, we accept the simple fact that many of the illegal immigrants, most 99% of them who are in this country, are not terrorists. But we also know that it doesn't take too many to cause a great deal of harm. Nevertheless, this is the law of the land adopted by the Congress, voted on overwhelmingly by senators and congressmen throughout the nation. Our two U.S. senators, as an example, both voted for it, Schumer and Clinton, as did a majority of the members of the House. So now we have this bill, this fact, facing us, and the governor has taken a direction through his DMV commissioner that is contrary to that act.
Let me get Senator Serrano.
I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Senator Serrano tries to use a negative to justify another negative. We agree. There should not be any fear-mongering. There should not be immigrant bashing. We should not be xenophobic on this issue in any way, shape, or form. But when we're faced with the fact that driver's licenses in this state and every state in the nation by May of next year must be given only to those individuals who have clearly demonstrated that they're in this country legally, then the governor is wrong in what he's doing.
Senator Serrano, go ahead, and how do you get around the real ID issue?
Well, Senator Padovan, I would love for you to point out to me the page number in the 9/11 report where it says that undocumented immigrants should not have driver's licenses. You hit the nail on the head, Senator, when you said that
it's page 390.
The licenses must become more secure, and this plan by the governor creates anti-fraud measures that would make our driver's license one of the most secure in the nation. And you mentioned Real ID. Real ID will not take full effect until the year 2013.
No, you kept saying that yesterday, but I corrected you several times on the floor.
Full effect.
It takes effect May of 2008.
That's when the plan. That is
when the plan. Whoa! Come on, guys. Let's go.
Let's get the.
All right. Well, let's go. Let's go one at a time here. Okay.
We can't debate an issue if we don't have the facts.
Right.
Okay.
The effective date of the Real ID Act is May 2008. They allow an individual state to request an extension of a year. However, in the course of doing that, they must submit a plan, an acceptable plan, by February of 2008.
All right, I'm gonna jump
that
in here because I don't want it, Senator Padovan. Hang on, I don't want this to hang on legalisms. I think our listeners are interested in what's the right thing to do and what's the wrong thing to do. Let me throw something out to both of you. And my guests are State Senators Frank Padovan of Queens and Jose Serrano of the Bronx as we talk about Governor Spitzer's driver's licenses for immigrants, illegal immigrants plan. 212-433-WNYC is our phone number. I know a lot of you will want to get in on this on either side. 212-433-9692. Or you can leave a comment on our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We can get a conversation going there. Here, rather than just have the same old debate, is a proposal by Bill Hammond in the Daily News today to move forward with a compromise that he proposes. And he writes this: Governor Spitzer could change a lot of minds about his plan to license illegal immigrants if he would make one key change in his controversial policy. Give them, quote, driving privilege cards instead of regular licenses. Or if he must issue them licenses, stamp undocumented alien in bold red type across the front. A two-tiered licensing system would allow Spitzer to achieve his worthy goals without taking such a bloody beating in public opinion. Senator Serrano, could you endorse that?
No, because I don't think that's the right way to go. The fact that we are documenting the undocumented, the fact that we are bringing in those who are currently in the shadows into the system, we know who they are. We know where they are.
If they have undocumented aliens stamped on their driver's license, they sure are in the system.
But but all of that really speaks to this dehumanizing element. The Lou Dobbs of the world to continue to dehumanize immigrants and make them sound like they are something from out of this world by calling them aliens.
Illegal immigrants, Dobbs would point out.
Well, I think that that's not the right way to go. The right way to do this is to understand that immigrants are here, they are part of this state, and unless there's going to be a mass deportation of millions of people that will totally destroy the economy of the state of New York, which I don't think Senator Padovan or anyone wants that to happen, then we have to come to a realization that the immigrants are here, they are part of this society, and they are good for this nation, and they should have the right to drive just like anyone else. And because of the failure of the federal government to put together a real course to citizenship, a path to citizenship for new immigrants that have forced so many immigrants to be living here without proper documentation, that is the reason why we are faced with this dilemma.
Senator Padovan, I got my copy of the 9/11 Commission report, and I turned to page 390, just as you proposed. And here's what it says. Secure identification should begin in the United States. The federal government should set standards for the issuance of birth certificates and sources of identification, such as driver's licenses. Fraud in identification documents is no longer just a problem of theft. At many entry points to vulnerable facilities, including gates for boarding aircraft, sources of identification are the last opportunity to ensure that people are who they say they are and to check whether they are terrorists. Is that the passage you were referring
yes,
to?
Yes, I am. And it's under the heading of law enforcement.
And nowhere there does it say that immigrants should not have a driver's license. It says that it's to make the system more secure and to put anti-fraud measures in place. And the governor's six-point plan to root out fraud speaks directly to the commission's recommendation.
Well, the 9/11 Commission was not a document that established law. The Congress did. The Congress took the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, which were exhaustive in terms of their depth and content, and converted it into a federal act, the Real ID Act. That's what I was referring to before when I said the law of the land, not the 9/11 Commission report, which you probably read, but the law that now is applicable to every state in this country. Now, I just want to comment on a couple of things Senator Serrano did. He keeps lumping in immigrants with illegal immigrants. Now, you know, as the grandson of illegal immigrants, both sides of my family, I kind of resent that, as did many of my colleagues on the floor.
Did you say grandson of illegal immigrants?
No, legal immigrants.
Legal.
Yes. Both sides of the family coming from Italy, as did many of my colleagues yesterday. To lump all of those folks together in the manner that Senator Serrano does, I think is disingenuous, to say the least. The fact remains, we're talking about the issue of giving a driver's license to someone who has already broken the law, meaning they're in this country illegally.
Senator,
we're not talking about the millions of legal immigrants. By the way, I would say that roughly 40% of my district are foreign-born.
You represent Eastern Queens. Well, Senator Serrano, let me ask you a political question. Uh-huh. Are people saying around New York State, and I know Senator Padovan has a long history of being tough on illegal immigrants, but are many other people, including a lot of Democrats around New York State, saying in effect, okay, you can look the other way with illegal immigrants if you want, but don't grant them official recognition like this?
Well, I think that actually creates less of a problem. I mean, if you read from page 390, since this is a very famous page that Senator Padovan brought up, page 390 from the 9/11 report, it says, quote, we should reach out to illegal immigrant communities. We should reach out to immigrant communities. Good immigration services are one way of doing what is so valuable in every way, including intelligence. And so to continue to force immigrants, undocumented immigrants, to remain in the shadows is bad for national security. This plan brings them out of the shadows and documents them with verifiable ways so that we know who they are and we know where they are.
We'll continue in a minute with Senator Padovan and Senator Serrano and your calls and comments. We'll also play a clip of the Nassau County Executive Thomas Suozzi on this show. Think he supports it or opposes it? Stay with us.
We think it's unconstitutional federally. We think it is against the law in the state.
Senator Joe Bruno leading the opposition yesterday to Governor Spitzer's plan to grant driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, talking about the legality of it. A county clerk in Bruno's home county of Rensselaer has filed suit against it. We're talking about the plan with State Senators Frank Padovan, Republican from Queens, and Jose Serrano, Democrat from the Bronx, and Alex in Queens. You're on WNYC. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. I have a question for Senator Padovan. I want to ask him if he believes that there's no positive that will come out of the situation, because I think, in my opinion, it would help logistically to know exactly how many illegal immigrants are in New York and not just have some wild number out there. And also, I have a question. Having all these illegal immigrants with licenses, how would this affect insurance?
Well, first place, you know, you assume that every illegal immigrant is going to go get a driver's license, and that's a big assumption. That would not be the case. Many just simply wouldn't do it. You mentioned earlier, Brian, this article in the Times about suggestions that could be made to deal with the issue.
That Daily News. I just want to give them credit. Daily News.
Daily News,
yeah.
Excuse me, right. But that might have been possible if the governor had come to the legislature, both houses, Democrats and Republicans, sat down with appropriate leaders in those houses and said, look, I want to discuss this issue. I've got some ideas as to how we might approach it, and we want to work together in doing that. Well, he didn't. He just simply directed by regulation that this be done. You know, and that's not the way you accomplish anything positive in government, as far as I'm concerned.
So, Senator Serrano, that goes to the legal question, too. The driver's licenses laws were passed by the legislature whenever. Now the governor, instead of going to the legislature and trying to convince the state, the people of the state, that this is a good idea, and he's got people on his side, like William Bratton and Thomas Suozzi, as we'll hear, but he did this by executive order, and so people think not only might he be wrong, but there he goes being arrogant again.
Well, what the governor is doing here is undoing a quote-unquote executive order that Governor Pataki did several years ago.
What was that?
Governor Pataki made this change, this administrative change to the DMV code, without going to the legislature. I didn't hear Senator Padovan howl then. However, now...
Well, I disagree with you. Well, the fact remains is you're factually incorrect.
Let's clear up the history. Did Governor Pataki, Senator Serrano, first institute the policy that illegal immigrants may not get driver's licenses?
He created the change with the requirement of the Social Security number, which was a deviation from what the actual policy was, and the Governor Spitzer now is just reversing that Pataki change.
Well, the fact remains that Commissioner Martinez, who was the DMV commissioner during that period of time, did come to the legislature. He did meet with many members on appropriate committees, such as transportation. He met with me. We had a lot of dialogue. He met with others, discussing what and why, what he was going to do and why.
Was there a vote?
Pardon me?
Was
no,
there a vote?
No, it was not, because when he changed it by regulation, but he did it with dialogue.
We're not objecting to the governor issuing.
He did it with both sides in both houses. That was a completely, you know, it's a false statement to make that there was no.
But it was an executive order.
However, what did he do? He simply reiterated what was already on the application for a driver's license. If you go to that office today, you will see there's a block that says fill in your Social Security number. That's always been there.
Nassau County Executive Thomas Suozzi, do you agree with the governor's plan?
Yes, I do, for the purpose that the governor supports it, which is that it will lower insurance rates, there will be less hit-and-run accidents, and it will contribute to ridding ourselves of an underground culture that exists.
I agree wholeheartedly. In other states where this has been enacted, New Mexico, for example, insurance rates have gone down by nearly a third. This could mean a savings of $120 million for insured motorists here in the state of New York. That's a huge savings.
Senator Padovan, Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi is a voice. William Bratton, the legendary police commissioner, is a voice, and
correct.
Good for law enforcement.
Let me share with you some other voices.
Do you shrug it all off?
How about the county executive, Mr. Levy, of Suffolk County, who's taken a directly opposite view? The mayor of the city of New York was very, very clear. based on not only his opinion, but that of his counsel, his corporation counsel, the city of New York, that this would be a mistake, that our driver's licenses, if we violate the Real ID Act, will not have the same value. We could not go to an airport and buy a ticket with them. We could not go into a federal building. Many other ways in which that license is accepted or not accepted would be put in danger. So we have differences of opinion. There's no doubt about it. You've got the Nassau County executive saying one thing, the Suffolk County executive saying another, the mayor of the city of New York saying one thing, the governor saying something different. Yes, there is a lot of, certainly, controversy here. And the only way you can resolve is to sit down and figure out what is the right way to go.
Let's take another call. Chris in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning, Brian. Look, on a simple, the simple thing is that the people that killed a lot of my friends on the Trade Center had valid, I believe it was Virginia, licenses. And really just the idea that the Department of Motor Vehicles, I mean, this is the Department of Motor Vehicles, mind you, is now all of a sudden, come January, going to be this technological marvel that can, you know, ascertain whether somebody's passport from Yemen is not a forgery.
Chris, I take it you're a firefighter?
Yeah. But not just firemen. I mean, we lost 2,500 residents of the city of New York.
I hear you.
Many of them were, you know, constituents in Senator Serrano's district. So, I mean, this is the heart of the matter. And Padovan, absolutely. So, you know, finally, I mean, like the idea that my widow will have cheap car insurance, it really isn't that much of a comfort to me. And I don't think the undocumented folks are going to come forward in great numbers for this. I mean, even in the compromise, if you have undocumented aliens stamped on your identification, that's, you know, why are they going to wait for that ticking time bomb?
So are you saying this is a tempest in a teapot? You don't know if you're for it or against it, but this is not what we need. Oh, you're against it.
I'm definitely against it. It's, you know, to quote Governor Spitzer, it's, you know, ethically wrong, morally wrong, whatever wrong. I mean, you know his quote. I mean, it's a little presumptuous to just go ahead and have the Department of Motor Vehicles all of a sudden be, you know, the bulwark against the next terrorist attack.
Right. Okay, Chris, thank you very much. Well, Senator Padovan, he's making, I think, a few different points, but one of them is DMV is the bulwark against terrorism?
No, it's not. It's not. Let's, again, go back to the 9/11 Commission. I'm going to read a very short sentence. It said the various forms of identification, including driver's licenses, facilitated the hijackers' activities, including passing through various checkpoints on September 11th, and in the weeks and months leading up to the attacks on that day. It was one element. This is not a panacea or a solution to terrorism. It's certainly something, however, that I think the state of New York and every state in the nation is now obliged to do, and that is to make their driver's license as valid as we possibly can to ensure that people who have it are in this nation, in this country, legally. And if they're not, this driver's license, by the way, is not a constitutional right. It's a privilege.
Senator Serrano?
Oh, I think the fear-mongering has reached new heights. The truth is...
And what would you do without that phrase, fear-mongering? You'd really be in trouble because you don't have a fact in the world to base it on.
The truth is that you don't need a driver's license to board a domestic flight. You can board a domestic flight in this nation with a foreign passport. So this whole notion that a driver's license...
And you have to have a foreign passport in order to get a driver's license under the governor's plan.
Exactly. But the thing is that even before this plan was even spoken about, you can board a flight in this nation without a driver's license, with or without one. You can board one with a foreign passport. So this whole correlation, the Republicans love to create this link between immigration and terrorism, illegal immigrants.
Well, there is the Real ID Act, but Senator Padovan, what if it's true that you can board a domestic flight in this country with a foreign passport and not a driver's license, and a foreign passport is precisely the ID that you would need to get the driver's license under the Spitzer plan, then does nothing really change at the airports?
Well, first, I'm sure you've been to a domestic counter in this country more than once in your life, and the most common form of identification that's asked for is your driver's license.
Most common, it
is the most common.
Yeah.
Now, it's clear that the perpetrators of 9/11 used their driver's licenses to get domestic tickets. They use them frequently. They even used it to enroll in a flight training school. They used it to rent safe houses. They used it to open up bank accounts to transfer funds that funded their activities.
Senator,
these are all a matter of fact.
Senator Serrano, any dispute on those facts?
The truth is that the 9/11 hijackers, with all the horrible things that they did to this nation, were not, quote-unquote, illegals. They were not out of status. They had visas. And what this was a failure of intelligence. So if you want to stop terrorism, you go after those who wish to do harm to this nation. You don't come out with a blanket approach to all immigration. And what's really unfortunate, Senator Padovan,
what do you mean by all immigration? Why do you keep lumping legal immigrants?
All right, one at a time, but Senator Serrano, he's been clear.
That's outrageous that you make that statement, Senator Serrano.
Well, it's I think unfortunate that you represent such a wonderful community with such a rich, diverse immigrant community, and you choose to side with the likes of Lou Dobbs and the fearmongers who would like to paint all immigrants as potential
terrorists. Senator Serrano, will you, do you not accept the distinction that he's making between illegal immigrants and all immigrants? Do you not accept that? Do you not hear it?
There are failures in federal immigration policy that force or cause many immigrants to be out of status. I think if there is not one immigrant who's here out of status that would not like to be in status, that would not like to have a path to citizenship. But immigration laws have changed in this nation. They are not what they were when immigrants were coming in masses from Europe through Ellis Island. Unfortunately, it is much more difficult to get a green card, to get onto a path for citizenship right now.
State Senator Jose Serrano of the Bronx, State Senator Frank Padovan of Queens on Governor Spitzer's driver's license for illegal immigrants plan. Matthew on Staten Island has a compromise proposal. Matthew.
Thank you. I was wondering why we're even letting the federal government have our identification for driving in the state being some sort of national identification. Can the state just say this documentation is to say that this person has a certain level of competency driving, and if the federal government wants to have
National ID card?
National ID card, some sort of identification that can have information such as legal residency or citizenship or whatever they feel is most secure. And we just say this documentation is for driving.
Senator Padovan, would you go for that? A national ID card,
national
de-linking driver's licenses from real ID.
If there were a national ID card, which was required in all cases for those important things that we've been talking about, that probably would be a solution. But
Senator Serrano, would you go for that?
But there isn't that.
And I think this is exactly what's happening.
You said yes.
The Real ID, no driver's license in the United States complies with Real ID right now, even before Spitzer's plan. So we were going to have to revisit the whole notion of a national identification, and what Spitzer's doing now doesn't undermine that at all. As Senator Padovan says, it actually makes our driver's license the most secure in the nation.
The bottom line is that under the proposal that the governor submitted, someone can be an illegal immigrant and get a driver's license in this state, and that's not something we want to have happen.
Politics, Senator Serrano, you know, even a lot of people who are allies of the governor are reportedly afraid that he's self-destructing, first with Choppergate, and now picking this highly unpopular policy battle to focus on in the midst of it. What's he doing?
Well, I don't think leadership means that you always go for what's popular or for what the poll numbers are saying. This is an issue that is important for the safety of our state and for the safety of our roads. The driver's license is not an immigration document. It's a common sense approach.
I know, but I'm asking you a big picture question now on the Spitzer administration.
Well, I think that this is a courageous move on behalf of the governor, and I think it separates himself from politics as usual in Albany, where everything is driven by poll numbers. And this is obviously something that some view as an unpopular stance. But when you really get down to the facts and put the fear aside and look at what this plan actually does, it's actually very hard to be against it because it just makes sense. It's documenting the undocumented instead of keeping them in the shadows.
Senator Padovan, I read that even the property tax cuts for senior citizens that the governor is for and that I think almost everybody's for are being held up as a result of this. What's going on?
Not to my we've been negotiating with the governor on extending property taxes for senior citizens at certain income levels all during the last session, even long before this issue came to the forefront. And the governor resisted it in terms of saying that he didn't have he didn't feel that amount of money should be made available. There wasn't a possibility of doing that within the context of his budget planning and so on. So it really was unrelated to this. Now, yes, there obviously are strains between the governor and the legislature on a number of issues, this being one of them. But nevertheless, yesterday we did a great deal of work in Albany, confirmed many, many dozens and dozens of his nominees, including the MTA director. So obviously government moves forward. We'd like to solve some of these other issues. There was a great deal done during the last session that was positive, and we give the governor credit for a great deal of it, including our state budget. We are moving forward wherever we can, but there are always issues that are not resolved because of one reason or the other.
Just tell me one fact before you both go that I'm actually not sure of. Since this is an executive order, is this in effect now? Can
it's
illegal?
It's not an executive order per se. It's a regulation that he directed or he encouraged the DMV commissioner to initiate.
Senator Frank Padovan, Republican from Queens. Senator Jose Serrano, Democrat from the Bronx. This discussion continues statewide. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, why handbags rule New York. Stay with us.